Lucian grabbed Fal into his chest before Raphael could touch her and whirled away from him deep into the safety of his pack. Raphael lunged after him, but Pack Volcason had the wherewithal to swarm around their alpha, as much for his protection as theirs. They understood what had to happen next. Raphael snarled, wildly lunging, his powerful arms and legs held back only by the combined effort of a dozen of his men.
"I will give this warning only once,"
Lucian growled from the security of his pack, speaking not only to his brother, but to the council.
"If Raphael or any of Pack Volcason, including the berserkers, make any attempt to take what is mine by blood right, by the blood law I will destroy them, and in so doing be justified."
He sneered at the assembled council of Amarak elders.
"You are weak. By your failure to enforce the blood law as it is written, I will no longer live by it."
"You would have her death?"
Sharia demanded, pointing at Fallon's broken body in his arms.
"I would have the right to choose my own mate,"
Lucian shouted.
"Then return her to Raphael and choose,"
Sharia said sharply. And what penalty would his brother have paid for destroying the woman Lucian chose to stand beside him? None. And that he would never accept. Shaking his head, Lucian looked down at Fallon's naked, bleeding body. An emotion he could not put a name to tugged at him. This half-lycan, half-human female represented many things to many of his people. Whoever possessed her possessed her unusual powers. And through that connection, they would gain untold power. But for Lucian personally, the true power Fallon gave him was the power to destroy his brother. And for that alone, he would not allow her to die.
"You cannot have it both ways, Lucian,"
Sharia said.
"Live by the blood law, or refute it and return her to Raphael."
Pride aside, Lucian was a fool if he returned her to his brother. From the moment he laid eyes on the sultry beauty, she became the one thing he must possess. And possess her he would. He looked back at Sharia and nodded.
"So be it. She belongs to me now, by blood right."
His eyes narrowed as he turned to face his brother.
"As mine, I will choose if she lives or dies,"
Lucian taunted. For 16 years, he had waited for the day he would hold his brother's chosen one's life in his hands. That day had come, but instead of taking her life, he had been given it. Part of him resented it. Part of him reveled in it. But another part of him feared it would blow up in his face. Her love for his brother would never die, and he would never share any part of her.
"You agreed not to take her life,"
Malik, an elder from the north, said, stepping around Sharia's shriveled frame.
"It is my choice to allow nature to take its course or to redirect it,"
Lucian defended. Now, Rafe would finally know what it felt like to have the woman he loved ripped from his arms.
"Give her to me,"
Raphael shouted, fighting against his men.
"I can heal her."
"As can I, brother, if I choose."
"You would not dare allow her to die," Sharia screeched.
Lucian glared at the assembled packs.
"I would dare, and more. I will kill any human or lycan who dares to challenge my right to decide if she lives or dies."